As we step into this sacred space together, please close your eyes and go within. Begin to be aware of your breathing. And just like when we run errands and come home and we put our key in the door and unlock it and walk in, we put our wrappings down, kick off our shoes. Our breath is the key to moving inward. So allowing this now as you step into your own inner space. And be aware of the breath as it's traveling through your nose, and the temperature of the air, the sensation as the air is traveling in, the temperature feels a little cooler in your nostrils. Isn't that interesting? Just observe without thinking about it, how or why. And the air traveling out through your nostrils is warm. Incoming is cool. And outgoing is warm. We're just observing. And being aware of the sound of the air as it's traveling through your nose, there's a little higher pitch sound as the air enters and a lower pitch as the air exits. The sound, again, just observing. Higher pitch entering, lower pitch air exhaling out. And as we observe, and as we listen, this begins to sharpen our intuition, our inner knowing. And we expand and can trust our awareness. Now, please place your awareness and attention at this location that's between your hips, just slightly below your belly button and behind your belly button, a location right in the middle between your two hips. And we're going to plant a seed there of awareness and grow a light, letting a light from that seed expand, taking up space within this location in your body, and letting a column of light form down through your legs and into the earth. And letting this light travel from your tailbone down. And if you find any perhaps hesitant or sticky areas as you're traveling down through your legs into the earth, we can tend to contract if we feel scared or have been traumatized by some news or experience. So allowing this energy to pull down now into the earth, pulling it down until you feel you make that connection with Mother Earth. There you go. And going down into the earth, at least 2 feet or so, with you being an electromagnetic battery and your connecting into the electromagnetic energy of Mother Earth now. So you're plugging in. Good. And then drawing that beautiful energy of Mother Earth up into your body. Nurturing, nourishing, creating stability. And as you're receiving this beautiful energy, You may have a sense of a sound or a pulse or a hum coming from Mother Earth, or not, and that's okay. Just know that you're connecting now, and as you draw that energy all the way up into your head, let's go further beyond the top of your head and setting the intention to pull down light from Source now, Father Source, pulling it down into your head, down through your body, letting this incredibly illuminating, radiating light serve to cleanse and release what you no longer need. Letting the little vibrations shake out throughout your body and your energy bodies, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever's ready to be released. Letting that go now into Mother Earth. She is already vibrating at a higher frequency than humanity, a higher voltage, and easily can compost what you release to her. So no need to feel guilty here. Just allow. And then placing your awareness as these two energies from Mother Gaia and Father Source merge in your heart. And from your heart space, offer a pulse of gratitude and love to Mother Earth for all that she provides for you, and knowing that you receive multiple fold when you give from your heart. And sending a pulse of love and gratitude to Father Source, Creator, supporting you in infinite ways of unconditional love, knowing you receive manyfold as you send your love to Source Light. So let's enter into the space of the heart now with the intention to create more space, more ability to ripple out the light and love of the Creator, of your own individual soul self, who came here to express this love, to express this light. And if there's interference patterns, we're going to locate one of those now as we step into the heart more fully and invite your spirit to participate, the part of you that entered when you came into physical form and that will exit when you leave your physical form, returning home to spirit. As you walk into the space in your heart, see it as a large, beautiful room filled with light. The windows are large and the light is streaming in. It's a comfortable, beautiful surrounding. Imagine this in the way that feels beautiful and comfortable for you. The colors, the flooring, and yet you notice in this room there are many doors and most of them are open. There's a beautiful flow of giving and receiving this light, this love. However, you notice one door over there that's still closed, and so being curious, you find yourself walking over to the door. And before opening the door, You recall something that you have desired and that you're desiring, something that you would like to experience more of in your life. Let that come to you now. It may be a relationship, it may be a type of job or vocation, a way that you want to put your talents and skills in the world in a way that you haven't fully been able to just yet, or you have and would like to do more of. Perhaps there's a health situation that you would like to have resolved or have more vitality, balance. Name that now. And then allow your hand to reach out to the handle of the door. It's a beautiful gold handle. And turn the knob and open the door. And as you open the door, at first what might come are the people, situations, experiences that felt like they inhibited you from having this thing that you want. Let them come forth now. Let those situations or persons step into your view as this door opens wide and remains open. And trusting that these situations and persons, as you feel into them, were intending purely as teachers, purely as experiences that you are meant to have to help you be more aware of what is moving you forward, even though it felt temporarily like you were stepping back. So take a moment now to thank those persons, those situations that come up, that have built your character, that have helped make you aware of other aspects of your being. And thank them. And if you can't thank them, at least acknowledge them at this time. And know that you will be able to fully be grateful for having known them and experienced the situations that you have. There may have been losses of significant people or pets in your life, or even aspects of your health. There has been something you gained as a result, and just be aware. Now, as these situations and people step aside to the left and to the right, anywhere between 3 and 6 feet in front of you now is that thing that you were desiring. See it now fully formed in your mind's eye. Whatever that desire is, it could be a person in a relationship, it could be a project, a culmination of a creative project, could be a job where you are feeling completely fulfilled in being able to engage your talents and skills. Allow yourself to receive that, or know that it is coming at some point in time in divine timing. And then as you have this awareness, again, express a pulse of gratitude for this thing that you're desiring and will come to you in due time. allow yourself to step back into your heart space, and you notice that it's larger, it's brighter. And if there's one last thing that you feel would be helpful in this process where you may still feel some stickiness or some part of your heart that just is pushing up against an imaginary part of the wall in your heart, let's say the forgiveness prayer and watch this wall dissolve. The Ho'oponopono. Say this to whomever you feel you need to do the prayer to. Anyone that you felt resistance against. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now say the prayer to yourself, because we're always hardest on ourselves. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. See that wall dissolve. Feel the light burst through. Feel that passageway in your heart now, completely radiant and illuminated. Greater capacity to channel the beautiful light and love from Source, the Creator, through you, and being able to receive this beautiful love. And as you become aware of your breath again and begin to step out of this heart space, send a pulse of gratitude to every cell in your body for the beautiful work it's doing for you. Send a pulse of love to your etheric body, about an inch away from your physical body and carries the same energy as your body. I'm going to light that up. Send a pulse of light to your emotional body, inviting a homeostasis, a sense of stability and calm and illumination. Inviting this light to go into your mental body, about a foot away from your emotional body, and allowing any resistant thoughts, limiting thoughts, to begin to dissolve and at least becoming aware of them more, opening up to greater possibilities, and your spiritual bodies. Allowing an illumination there. And now with your beautiful new glowing self, radiating, illuminating, when you're ready, slowly come back by opening your eyes, and may you have and create and co-create a bright and joyful day.